Hey, it's me, your favorite little kitty. It is 20 after 9 in the evening, and I'm in my blazer, headed home. I went to a friend's house, and I realized I have issues. Which, I know I have them, but every once in a while, well, for the most part, I don't have to deal with certain issues. And I'm going to blame my parents for these issues because they come from a divorced home. They were divorced when I was like a year old. But long story short, I've never seen my parents together in my entire life. And I'm an only child. And I guess I don't like to be excluded from family functions. And it's one thing if I choose to be excluded. And I guess, and my beloved always tells me that I push people away. And I just realized talking to my friend, not just realized, I've known it, but it was like another, hello, you have to deal with this. And the way I deal with things is I bail on people. And I'm sure those people that listen, some people that listen to this boo will know what I'm talking about, because I've bailed on people in the internet world, my e-friends. I've bailed on just because I get too scared and I don't like getting close to people, but somehow I end up doing it anyway, and I don't like it. So I do things to push people away, and it's hard to explain, and a lot of people aren't going to understand the whole dynamics because I'm leaving a lot of information out, but this friend, their family, friends, they're related to my family, and it's like, that family only calls me on occasion kind of thing, and then I'm sitting here listening to all this, you know, and it's other parts of family, and it's just really weird. And I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I guess that's why I don't venture off too much. I stick pretty much close to home, and I put a lot of time and effort into my family. My immediate family, my man child, and my beloved. And I guess I'm going to have to face facts. And when my man child leaves in a few weeks to move closer to Chicago than we are, I'm going to be losing, you know, kind of like not my best friend, but somebody that's really, really super close to me. You know, that I don't have to explain things to, and my beloved is, it's kind of nice having both of them, because when one gets tired of dealing with my issues, the other one kind of knows, and I feel bad for my beloved now, because I'm thinking, boy, he's going to get a lot of this. But maybe it's the rum chata talking. I don't know. I took a bottle of rum chata, which is Cuban rum, and it's based off of a Mexican drink with cinnamon and rice water kind of thing. It's hard to explain. It's really good, but this has got the alcohol in it. And I had a couple drinks. But I hate having to look at my uglies, as I call it. So now I'm going to go home and just not deal with people. This week I have to work both jobs, and that'll keep me busy and occupied so that I won't have to talk to people. Because that's what I do, you know. Is that the same as decompressing? I'm not sure. Okay, people. Laterness.